Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
Tom is kind enough just to send me very interesting articles and pieces of information, whether it be about business or education, and he sent me a piece recently that I found pretty interesting. It was in the Kalamazoo Gazette, and it was titled The $19 Billion Question, How Would You Reform Michigan K-12 Education System? We've talked about this a lot. I think I have an idea on how we need to reform that, and I think perhaps some of our legislators understand that too. But what I did find interesting was that the $19 billion portion of that. Expand on that.
Well, we spend here well over $14 billion in state dollars. When you add in federal dollars, it adds up to nearly a $20 billion expenditure that we're making as citizens to educate the 1.6 million children that get up every day to attend our schools. And this is an investment we have to watch very carefully to make sure that we're getting the return on the investment, because as we've talked about, Tony, in the past, the individual, the city, the state, the nation that gets its education system right is going to be the individual city, state, nation that's going to thrive in this hyper-competitive, transformational global economy where ideas and jobs can and do move around the world effortlessly. So it's very important that the governor, the state board, the legislature, all of us that have a stake in education, and that is all of us, are watching and making sure that we're getting a return on the investment.
Tom, I want to read a couple of paragraphs from the story. If we were locked into a room and said, let's think how to spend $19 billion to educate the 1.6 million children, none of us would recreate the system we have today, you are quoted as saying in an Issues and Ale forum at the Wolverine State Brewing Company in Ann Arbor. The standing room only crowd appeared to agree with you, as did the two other panelists. Talk about that. What would parents say? You know, I'm curious to know what children would say too, because it seems like perhaps we don't give them at least a forum to say how they might be able to better learn.
Well, this is part of a process that the Center for Michigan, who's done an outstanding job of doing exactly what you're saying, Tony, asking the citizens what they want, and people should check them out, thecenterformichigan.net, if I recall correctly, because they're conducting these forums across the state to solicit ideas for people of how do we make Michigan work for the Michiganians, the Michiganders here in this state. And look, there's a lot of great things happening in our public schools each and every day. As I've said before, our public schools are the true Statue of Liberty, taking the tired, the hungry, the poor, the huddled masses, children that speak English as a second language, children with disabilities, and give them hope and opportunity. And if you believe that, and I know you do, Tony, and I know a lot of your listeners do, then you know our great teachers are the torch lighting the way for us all. But having said that, like anything that we're out there doing, we ought to ask that powerful question that comes from every two-year-old, why? Why are we spending the money in this particular way? Are there better ways to do it? And there are some new and attractive programs out there, like the WAY program, wayprogram.net, which is a blended learning program that's really exciting young people and creating new learning environments for them. We constantly need to be asking and searching and looking for high-quality education programs that will prepare our kids for this future.
And this leads us into another portion of this story. There is a statewide forum on education reform called Hitting the Reset Button on Education. It's at 11 o'clock from 6 o'clock on Monday. That's this coming Monday at Western Michigan's Fetzer Center. And there's another one of these forums to give folks a time to get out and participate. And I think we need to kick ourselves in the backsides and contribute.
We absolutely do, because, let's be honest, not all of the best ideas emanate from the halls of the state capitol in Lansing. We need to get out and listen to citizens across this great state and take good ideas whether they come from the political left or the right, whether they're from traditional public schools, chartered schools, e-learning. We should be all searching for one thing, and that is a quality education for all of our children.
Thanks so much, Tom. We'll talk with you soon.
Good to be with you. Thank you, Tony.